Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And y'all not gonna like me for this one.
Of course
and
not.
I'm gonna keep it real.
And I thought I was gonna like Eli today, but you know he's not.
But reason why men choose poorly is because, and I hate to say this, but women don't show what they provide in a relationship. They actually sell. They promote
they
ass and titties. Yeah, they promote ass and titties and expect a man to want something more. And then when a man even questions, and I hate to use this sentence. What do you bring to the table? They get offended rather than saying, elaborating on what genuine good things they bring to a man. So instead of like telling us what we gonna get or what you don't even showcase it. If I look at 90% of women on Instagram, they showing ass and titties. You get what I'm saying? Whether she's a good girl, bad girl, hoe girl, classy girl,
church girl,
they all promoting the same shit. And we don't know how to identify which woman is a good woman.
And I asked this on Twitter. I asked men, when they ask women, what do they bring to the table? What do they expect a response to be? Because I feel like when men ask that, it's only about
no man is really asking that.
It's only about finances.
I don't
right?
care about your
I feel
finances.
Like, no, but I feel like that's all it is. Like, what do you bring? Like, can you cook? Do you make money? That's it. Like, y'all don't care if she's financial literate. Like, how's financial literacy?
Are you sweet? Genuine, are you loving? Thoughtful? Are you caring? Are you nurturing?
But is that like, not something?
Are you supportive?
Is that not like, something you learn about somebody as you get to know but, them? Like,
welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap Up Crew. No book of, but I go by the name of Eli. As always, we got Ace with us.
Yes, indeed. It's Daily Wrap Up Crew. And if we can't do it, then who can? About to have Rezo in the theaters like Wu-Tang.
Okay. Last but not least, we got Jew.
By the time this shit drop, nigga, we gonna have part two of Reza.
Part two.
What it do? It's your boy Jew. I'm here with my crew. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok too. You got something to say?
Nah, I'm just waiting for the rest. Like,
That's it. That's it. Right, like, you know what I'm saying? That's all right. The original classic, you know what I'm saying?
Like, keeping it calm. Bars or nothing?
No, it was bars already. You know what I'm saying? People love my intro.
I mean, they saying Ace got the bar champ right now for the intro, man.
Yeah. I mean,
why are you stirring the pot?
But yeah, this nigga out here, look at Eli,
I'm like, all right, you was stealing last
week. Y'all niggas the rappers, but you ain't never got the bars. That's all I'm trying to say. That's what the fans
had the bars.
Come on, man. The comments, they
those
already know.
Vintage bars. Yeah.
You feel me?
Listen, anyway, man.
Nobody say nothing to French Montana when he be stealing nigga songs.
Huh?
He do. Like, shout out to French.
Pull up.
Yo, anyway, we got some special guests in the buildings. Ladies, let them know where they can follow you at.
Hey, my name is Ashley, New York City Adventures from the Broke New Yorker. That's my business page. Also, OG_London is my personal page.
You said the Broke New Yorker?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
last but not least, who we got?
I got. My name is Tiffany. I'm just a regular girl. You just follow me at Love is Love, and that's it.
Okay, we like regular girls.
That's love.
Before we get into these topics, make sure you hit that like button. Subscribe if y'all not already subscribed. Hit that notification bell because I don't be on y'all enough about that, man. YouTube, they be hating on us, but we need y'all to hit that notification bell so y'all can stay up to date with the live streams, announcements, like the freaking community tab. We be active on there, man. So new content. Listen, man, we be active. Join the membership as well because we got a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We working with a lot of, listen, I don't want to give it, yo, I don't want to, I'll be wanting to give it away, don't, but don't, I don't want to, like, do you know what I mean, go too crazy, but join the membership, man. Y'all going to appreciate the content that we got.
And pick up the motherfucking merch, man.
Y'all see the merch. Damn. Oh, well, you do technically got the merch on. That's an exclusive one-on-one.
Y'all selling shirts and space on it?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure, you know what I mean?
Do y'all have a Discord?
We don't have a Discord. Like, I don't even know what that really is about. Like, you might have to tell us what that is. Like,
it's, well, most podcasts that I follow, they have Discords. If I really enjoy them, I'll like actually be a part of them.
It's like, just, like a community your, type of situation.
Yeah, all your fans just get together and talk. Shit,
Yeah, we might need that. Yeah. We might need that. Right. Listen, get into this first topic. Why do people take offense to matters that aren't directly like directed towards them? So I'll give you an example, right? A lot of the times I would hear, you know, a hit dog would holler, if it don't apply, let it fly. That's a famous one I always hear, right? But it only seems to be directed when one particular gender is talking about the other. You know what I mean?
Y'all love the gender war.
I'm just saying.
We are in the toughest gender war ever.
I just happen to notice that when it comes to one specific gender, when they talk about the other, then, you know, if it don't apply, let it fly. But then in reverse, when we say something and everybody wants to get offended, even if it don't apply to them. Like, you know what I mean? So why do you think in general people just take offense to things that don't apply to them?
You got an example of that? Like a more specific example?
Like when we talking about single moms, right? And it be women that don't got no children. Like, oh, what y'all mean? Why y'all don't want to date single moms? I'm like, you don't even got no children. Why you arguing? Like, why you arguing for them? For
But I feel like that's everybody. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like some people feel like they want to be in tune with the conversation. Maybe I just be passionate, and not necessarily that it may apply to me. It could be like, let's say if I had kids and I wasn't a single mother, and I commented on like people who were single mothers. Maybe my mother was a single mother. So, like, does that mean that I can't be a part of the conversation? Most of the time, I'm with that. If it don't apply, mind your business. Like, I'm a part of that conversation, especially, like, with the podcast conversations now. Like, it'd be married men having conversations about dating and single life, and you're not there. So, hush. Like, that's my logic.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. What about you? Got anything that kind of applies to it? Have you ever taken offense to something that didn't apply to you?
No, I'm not. She looked like a liar. Thank you. I don't like to rile myself up, so I don't really like to find ways where I could like argue about something, especially if I don't feel like I really know what it is, or if I don't have a strong emotion to it, or like I'm not really a part of that community or whatever the case may be. So I honestly, I'm with the thought that, like, you don't really need to argue about nothing if you it doesn't apply to you. But in situations where people do that, I think that there are some, like, there could be a reason. Just like she said, like, my mother's a single mother, so I think my mother deserves love. And so if you're basing that argument just off the simple fact that this person has kids, I would probably be, I could probably feel like one day I'll have an emotion where I'll be like,
and wow. Sometimes it'd be depending on the context of how it is distributed. Like, because I don't know, like, I don't like bullying. So it's like, depending on what you say and how you say it, I'm going to chime in. You know, like, I really don't like people to chime in certain conversations, but I will chime in if I have to, especially if I feel like the intent of what you're saying is disrespectful behind certain things. Like, I feel like if you're a man with no kids constantly speaking on single women, like, that's something that you just reel back from. Yeah, like, why? Like, clearly,
he got a single mother, maybe.
Like, maybe so. But my thing is, what did we say earlier? Like, you know, how can you help the conversation versus poking a bear? Like, you could have something to say without, like, antagonizing somebody or making somebody feel a certain type of way. And, again, we don't know. Sometimes it's just cool to mind your business.
But I think sometimes people take things offensively. Like, we hit out all the time is you don't have to antagonize them. I could say something. I've said something as simple as I don't have kids, so I prefer not to date women with kids. And they will eat me the fuck up in the comments. It don't matter how I
and
say
I
it.
And I don't know why. You have every right to feel and do as you please. Because when we say it, because I say it all the time, I don't want to date a man with kids. I don't care to date a man with kids. And if I do, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not dating a man with kids that's older than seven. Everybody's like, what? Like, how dare you?
But men wouldn't frown upon a woman that says that. Women would frown upon a man that would say that.
Yeah, but that's only women would never come up to you and be like, well, your mother is a single mother. A man would never use that as a rebuttal towards you. Like, you know what I mean? Women would often use that as a rebuttal towards men.
But I'm assuming that's only the women that's in that intense situation.
But why does it matter if someone has a rebuttal to something like that? Like, what does that do? Like, even to argue against that, if your stance is that you don't want to date somebody who has children and someone rebuttals you, so the hell what?
Like, no, what I'm saying is, I don't care. Like, you hear what I'm saying? But the fact of why are you in the comments 20,000 comments deep talking about X, Y, and Z.
Like, but it happens all the time, right? I commented on y'all post about the dating white men, and I said I would never date outside my race. And the first thing they said was, oh, your fat ass ain't no way in hell you could get a white man. But unfortunately, they're always in my DMs. Like, so the point is that what's the point? Like, my thing is like, everyone's always gonna have something.
White dudes love the dick girls too.
So like certain rebuttals. And I don't know, white men usually like the puny ones. So I get it. I may not be your palate. Like, but for the men that I want, the black men that I date, they love me. They crave me. So what is, so my thing is, I'm not mad that I don't fit into your category of what you want. But the thing is, you can't be mad that this is my particular preference. And I'm not putting disrespect behind it. I'm just letting you know. When other people, Indians, Asians, whomever, say that they're not dating outside of their preference, it's culture. It's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. But when I say it, now all of a sudden, I'm slimming my options and I'm going to be single for the rest of my life and things of that sort. So how does that tie into the same thing? Like, you know, like, everybody got to low-key mind their business.
Yeah, I think sometimes people just, like in general, right, women, this is why I say it's a double standard, because women will say men ain't shit, right? Oh, niggas ain't shit. They don't never use the word some, right? So it's just niggas ain't shit. So of course, niggas are gonna get offended by it because it seems like you're talking about the majority because they're never specific. And men do the same thing.
I agree.
They're never specific. So then when you reply, then it's like, oh well, if it don't apply, then let it fly. Like,
hit dogs,
like,
a holler.
Yeah, you're speaking about the majority of people.
But I feel
people,
like while we're trying to change that conversation of us saying, like, niggas ain't shit, bitches is users, bitches ain't good for shit, but ass, da da da, all the extra shit, right? Like, if we start having that conversation using that some, most, you know, like, then it would be less intense, because that's where the arguments and the dialect is confusing, because now all of a sudden I'm now chiming in because you did not specifically, you know, like, same thing. Most of the time people arguing with y'all because y'all not probably saying some or majority or most. Y'all just saying women don't take accountability. And it's like, yes, the fuck I do. Simple.
I think we make our business to say some or most. I don't, yeah. Like,
I think people got to watch this, the episode and not get
blinded
by the motherfucking clips. Like, people just look at the clip and be like, yo, this is 30 seconds.
But watch the episode. That's what y'all want.
People are going to be upset anyway. Like, that's
true.
It kind of comes back to, like, my thought of, like, not looking for, like, an argument. Like, some people are the exact opposite. They are ready to fight. They're looking for the opportunity to say, oh, bitches ain't shit, and y'all knew you was talking about me, and they couldn't wait for that opportunity to just let a comment off. Like, and when you feed off of that, now you got a back and forth. When you probably was really just talking about that one girl from last week, and then
I really hate the gender war conversation. Yeah. Like, it's like, please, like,
we knew,
like,
it was about someone specific.
Majority of us are your allies. Like, we want you to be great. You don't think so? Because if that's the case, then do you want to be with a woman or a man? Because if you don't believe that women have great intentions for men, then why do you ever want to be in a relationship?
So why do it has to go into being with a man?
Like, why? But my thing is, why? Because you're a single man who wants to date, I assume, right? You want to be in a relationship one day. You want a family. So when people say, oh, I am your ally. We are your allies. You say,
I'm being honest with you, the first black
woman. But you're like,
are you the first black woman I ever heard say those words? They don't vocalize it.
I think she might be too.
Like, I rarely hear black women. Wait, tell me. I rarely hear black women even say, I love black men.
Yeah.
Outside of my mom, I don't hear black women on average say, I love black
That's
men.
That's crazy.
Ace, have you heard that? On average.
And don't say
outside of your family.
If I'm keeping it real, that's not something I hear often.
Oh, that's crazy.
Is that something you hear often?
Outside of my family, I hear it a lot in my family. But if you're looking at the majority,
so are women saying something different? Are you? I hear
women voice how much they don't need a man more than that they love a man.
If you want to be honest,
I hear how much you don't need us rather than how much you love us.
Then I feel like y'all gotta sit in different circles then, because that's insane.
This is a conversation we have.
Yo, wait, hold on. The fellas in the back, do you hear I love black men from black women on the average? Big bro.
I'm not gonna. There's been a few.
Okay.
On the show that has, but it's not a majority.
Okay, I'm just saying this is all experience.
Outside,
like,
in the everyday world, outside,
you
where
feel like women, black women, don't,
black women, listen, don't say love, they love black men.
I've heard Taraji recently being on BET, right? And she was like, oh, black man, we want you back. Come back. We love you. This is after, you know, her previous statements of not particularly needing us. You get what I'm saying? I could do it myself. I don't need a man. And now she like, black men, I love you. Come back to us. So obviously this is something that been going on for a while.
Well, I'm not going to take...
and this is a... She's a...
I'm not going to take that into account for a 47-year-old single black woman.
But there's a lot of 40-year-old, 50-year-old women.
But I'm just saying, no shade to Taraji. I'm not listening to a 47-year-old single black woman who is craving love at this age.
But a lot of young women are listening to 21-year-olds, 25-year-olds who's saying they independent and don't need a nigga.
See, but I also see a lot of 21, 25-year-olds that's just being that... nothing for a man because they have money, right? So it weighs itself. So
at the same time, can I ask you, do you hear women say they don't need a man?
I hear some women say it, but I don't hear the majority. I hear some women say it, like, because they think it makes them sound more independent. I think there's
a difference between I don't need a man and I hate black men, or I don't.
We didn't say that. We just said
I don't love black men.
That's two different things. Hate and love is two different things.
This started off with the idea that Ashley said, like, we are your allies. Mm-hmm. So my train of, the way I'm thinking is that you guys kind of thought that that wasn't the case. So I'm thinking you think that we against y'all. Like, so.
No, I'm not saying y'all specifically. I'm not even saying black women aren't allies. What I'm saying is as a black man, something y'all can't experience because y'all not that. On average, I don't hear the black women saying that they are. They too busy saying how much we ain't shit, how much we deadbeats, how much we monsters, how much we killers. They are doing that in bulk on whether it's media. And I'm not saying it's any different with black men, with black women.
So much black love. I see so much black weddings, so much young black love. Like, I see so much black love that it confuses me how you only see the detrimental and the negatives of what could possibly happen.
But that's like when women were saying that black women were saying that they're not protected by black men like a couple months ago. You know what I mean? And we, like, every guy we know protects women. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to let nothing happen to no woman.
Let alone men are dying protecting women.
And we hear the stories that this father died going to protect his daughter and all this shit. But they're saying that they're not protected. So we're like, who you around?
But it's instances, and I've had it. I'm a very mouthy person. So I feel like most of the time, if I do get into a situation or a little scuffle with my words with the man because I didn't like the way he did or said something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like because I'm mouthy, because I'm loud, because I have bass in my voice or whatever the case may be, that if I'm out somewhere and I do get into a little argument with a man or whatever the case may
be. You shouldn't be doing that.
True, I shouldn't, but it's not even a sense of arguing where it's getting so physical. It's a point where I'm just trying to get my point across, right? Mm-hmm. And you will never have a man that will chime in, that will say, listen, de-escalate the situation.
You know why?
Because
it's dangerous.
Of course, it's always dangerous.
I'm putting my life on the line to protect you where I can die because you running your goddamn mouth.
But listen, am I not supposed to ever say nothing? Am I supposed to just let a man say and do anything to me?
We're going to de-escalate the situation. You need to step away. You weren't about getting this last word. Do you care about your life?
No, it's not about getting the last word because I don't hang out in situations, nor do I hang out in places where it can possibly go that left, right? Yeah. Like, if something happens where a man is possibly too drunk, I'm in the 40-40 club, and he bumps me and spills me, and I just give him a look, that right there can turn into a conversation. Like, that there can turn into an altercation or a scuffle or, you know, words or whatever the case may be. Like, and my thing is, I feel like in some instances where women are saying, oh, they're not protected, it's like men will stand back and watch while women get disrespected. It's not necessarily in the sense where it's like, oh, I'm walking down the street with my purse and somebody robbed me. And you say, yo, man, that wasn't right. No, like.
But you hear the terminology you said men will stand there. So again, when you just said, you didn't say some, you just said men. So now I take offense to that because like he just said, we protect black women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's never been an instance where we haven't protected a black woman. So when you just say words like men, of course, now you're lumping all of the men that do protect black women. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be honest with you. And I got a family. I got a daughter. I got a lady at home. Mm-hmm. I got a mother. I got a sister. They need me for my protection. You can look at me how whatever the fuck you want. If you being mouthy to somebody else, I go on that altercation. Y'all both beat my
ass. Even outside of being mouthy, a lot of people.
This world is crazy. I'm not gonna be nobody's shield. Now, if it's a situation where I feel like I could de-escalate it, sure, why not? But I'm not putting myself out on a limb. dying for a stranger.
And that's totally right. I'm not saying you should, but what I'm saying is in circumstances and situations, like I said, women constantly get disrespected, and majority men will stand around and not do anything. They will not de-escalate the situation. They will not try to send a or lend a helping hand or whatever the case may
be. I've heard scenarios.
Just like that woman who got beat up on a train by a crazy man, and it was a bunch of men walking through the turnstile. And what did they do? They just walked back out or walked around and didn't say nothing. Like, my thing is, things like that happen all the time, whether it's big situations or small situations. So when women say they're not protected or whatever by men, I feel like the way you just felt about not having allies, they feel like sometimes black men just don't care. Like,
I also seen black men protect black women and got his jaw broken right here in New York City.
Too. I'm not saying
and
it's
she
not
went
common.
Right back, and she went with the nigga that she got into an argument. They went back home while this nigga jaw was broke in the hospital. You get what I'm saying? So this is stuff that we're seeing, and we're like, damn, we got to take calculated risks now. This is a random woman. She's not my family. She's not my wife. You know what I mean?
Even a scenario where the young lady called her brothers because the man broke up with her. He found out she was married. She got mad because he broke up with her. Sent her three brothers over there, said that he did something to her. He did nothing to her. And they got in a tussle and they got killed.
I'm not saying that some of the scenarios are not in favor of the women looking bad. I'm not saying it. But do you really believe that, like, all black men are out here protecting all black women when things happen? Do you truly believe that?
No, I'm not saying all.
I just wanted to know, because the conversation sounds as if, like, you're arguing against the fact that black women are saying that they don't feel protected, and you're like, that's spukaki. Like, that's not real.
I think these women are talking about strangers on the street, and they're expecting these strangers to risk their lives to protect them. You got to know who's in your life to protect you. When my sister getting something, she calling me. My mother getting something, she calling me. So when you get in whatever you getting in because you mouthing off or whatever's going on, you got to know who you calling. That black man is going to protect you.
Even if I'm not mouthing off, if you see a man just constantly picking at a woman, if she's walking down the street, her friends are dressed
The most I would do, I won't say nothing to him, but I will call you over. Yo, you want to come with me?
Okay, that's
nice. I'll bring you in a safer environment. But I'm not stepping to him and his crazy. I don't know this dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he got on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting my life on the line. I can get you out of the situation.
We don't have a lot of men like that.
If your decision is to still get your word across, you still a bitch, I'm out.
That's a me situation. That's not a her situation.
I'm not saying that's an ideal situation for every cause and effect.
So y'all can't assume that, okay, every girl is being mouthy. This is why men are not being protectors. No, that's me. I'm a mouthy girl. So that's understood. And I feel like I can defend myself to a certain degree. So I'm
against a man?
I'm not arguing with no man in general.
Oh, okay.
Like,
you gotta make sure you say that.
I'm not arguing with no man in general. Like, simple.
And then we hear women talking about, yo, I fight niggas. What's up, blah, blah. Like, yo, you 5'4", bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, who you beating, bro? You need to chill. Like, I don't know.
That is a valid topic. I'm not taking any of the concerns away from black women, but I think we need to get back to, I always said, it's black communities. You know what I mean? That's who's going to protect you at the end of the day, is your family. Because you're talking about solutions. Mm-hmm. This is the solutions. Your family and your community is the people that's going to protect you in times of need. Mm-hmm. We're, as a community, we have gone so far from the family dynamic that now
community
you want
doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
though,
like
bro.
Now you want random dudes to risk their lives for a woman that wouldn't even look his way on the street. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or wouldn't even smile at him on the street. Like, you get what I'm saying? Wouldn't even say hello. Like, you know what I mean? So we have to get back to, when we talk about solutions, we got to get back to family oriented. We got to get back to community oriented. And I think that's going to definitely help. And learn black, both us, we have to learn how to be able to de-escalate situations without feeling like we got to turn up on them or we got to raise our voice
even
to match them.
That,
like,
instead of trying to fight the man, you just bring the woman up to you and try to get them, you know, out of the, you know, harm's way. Like,
yeah.
Listen, I do want to get to this next topic. Listen, if y'all hit that like button, I don't even know. I ain't got to say nothing. Do you think people's preferences are their own personal preferences, or you think it's a product of their environment?
I feel like it could be both. But I feel like as you, I feel like early on, like if we talk about like in a sense of like dating, let's say, like early on, I feel like dating preference is definitely a product of your environment. Like,
why you think that?
I just do. I feel like how many girls made it seem like they liked girls in middle school because they had a friend that was gay or two, like, you know, that liked girls or something, but you really didn't like girls, but it was just the thing
to
do.
In middle school? In high school?
Like in middle school, high school, whatever. I don't know where girls started exploring. I'm just saying. But like, I don't know, like, so, because that was the thing in my middle school going into high school, like that was a legit thing. So like, I feel like.
Well, all women like bi curious? Like
all women?
Most of them?
I feel like bi-curious, possibly. Like, I don't think.
What does bi-curious mean? That you actually did it, or you just
no? You
would
you
at least
you
think
thought
about it.
About it. Yeah,
I think
most women,
if not all of them,
I would
think
say
about it.
Not all. I don't say all, because there's some women who are absolutely grossed out But I definitely think most about it, like possibly, if not like sexual intent, like probably like kissing or something like that, like.
Okay. But y'all stayed rubbing each other's titties. But when that song "I Kissed the Girl and I Liked It" came out, yo, it was mad women out here kissing girls just because of that song, bro. Like, yo,
and when did that song come out?
Yeah, but that's all like a fad, you know. Like when you know, it's just like a moment in time.
I'll be in the club. That song come on.
Same girls kissing.
Y'all think Shorty, y'all whole girl, she up there? Yeah, girl, look at them titties. Always giggling. I'm telling y'all,
but that's nothing. Like seeing your friend's titties is nothing. Like that's some. That's something light. Like I be on FaceTime with her naked all the time. Like that's just
like it's absolutely nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
I don't even want to give a hypothetical.
I'm your friend too.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's just a comfortable friendship. Like that's
all right. So they lick a nipple. Fuck out of here.
But neither one of us are lesbians. Neither one of us are interested in licking nipples, unless it's maybe a man's nipples. Like, we're not interested in.
But if you were to have a threesome, the first person you're going to call is
I don't
want to
have
friend.
A. Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely
don't
not.
Don't call me.
I don't want to have a threesome.
Don't call me.
I don't want to have a threesome.
I don't want to have a threesome.
With none of my friends, nor do I want to have a threesome with even my man in my mind. Like, no way.
So you'd rather have a threesome with like a stranger than someone
not a stranger, like, but a dude that I'm not taking serious. So I know
side niggas always get the better benefits. I keep telling y'all,
not a side nigga. He just what if it's just a nigga that I'm
dating? So he get the pleasure of getting two pooms and not me.
So I'm paying bills listening to you talk about your day.
How do paying bills get into this?
No, wait. If we're in a relationship,
y'all really
if we're in a relationship, right? I'm paying bills, listening to how your day was every day, even though I don't care. Now I mean, taking you out, treating you good, all this. But a nigga that don't give you nothing is getting the benefits.
I feel like if I'm in a relationship with my man and this is something that he truly wants with me, I may consider it. But I'm not interested in a threesome in general.
In general.
I'm not interested in one.
Women need to change that mindset, though, man. Like, how?
Some women or all women?
Some women.
No, some women need to change that. If that's their mindset, they need to change it.
Why?
Because the man they with should get all the benefits. You shouldn't consider.
But why is that even a benefit?
What? What's it not a benefit? How you telling what men
that,
see as benefits?
That could start so much interjected, like, negativity.
But you're willing to
space.
Do it with a man that doesn't deserve it.
Facts.
I'm willing to do it with a man that I have no prolonged situation with. Like,
and that's
that don't deserve it.
It's not that he doesn't deserve it. I'm probably dating him, spending time with him, whatever the case may be. But
so he deserves it more than the man that you want to build something with?
But I'm not. I don't have that
man.
You want to
build something with
him. But in my mind, it's like, I don't
think my point that the side nigga gets more benefits.
I don't want to share my man. I don't want to.
But you're
going to
share yourself with a man.
That's how I know women don't care what men want, though.
So all men want threesomes. That's what you're telling me.
It's a good.
I would say most of them.
98%. Yeah. You want two pooms, five pooms, eight pooms, ten pooms. All the way. Poom, 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 and a zoom, zoom. We want pooms. We love pooms. Who wouldn't? And if your woman is allowing you to get pooms, we ain't got to cheat. We ain't got to do none of that. You allow me to get pooms? Yes, I love it. Give me pooms.
Well, it's sounding like an open relationship.
I was about to say, that's
no,
not,
that's
like
not
a
open.
Nah,
if,
not open.
If my woman allows me to bring another woman in the bedroom, how is that open? It's me and her bringing another woman.
How often do you would want a threesome?
As much as she wanted.
Mm-hmm. What if she never wanted?
Then we won't do it. But I would not respect her if she said, I'd rather give it to a nigga that just walking up the block.
Listen, or she gave it to, because if y'all together then she's no longer giving it. But right. You would be disrespected that she gave it to someone previously.
Big facts.
Hell yeah.
That's why you don't need to just know keep it to yourself.
It's true. Yeah, it's true, but I know damn well she say the words. I give it to a nigga I ain't dealing with like that. Well, say what?
She ain't never. Well,
guess what? You ain't dealing with me. Yeah. Now let me get the three.
This guy, like, yo, you on fire right now. I ain't going this the guy. Well, just, yo, so anyway, so
he's passionate about this three stuff. Yo,
if my lady's watching, you know what I'm saying? Take
I'm weak.
So again, so you said the preferences can be in a product of your environment. You said the same thing, right? Or you think it's just people
generally? I really had to like ponder on that one. I think it could be both. It's really hard for me to have a strong stance on one or the other. Like a lot of the times when you're growing up, you're persuaded a lot by your friends, what your friends do you want to do. And then I know for myself, when I grew up, like became an adult, I just wanted to be myself completely. Like, and I realized how much I'm not like probably a lot of my friends. Like I'm, you know, just different in a lot of different ways. But in some senses, I am a lot like them too. So it's like, it's hard to have a feel strong preference. I just think you just are you who you are, if you're strong enough to be.
I think, at least for me, I would say, I talked about this before, when I was growing up, you know, hip-hop is a product of my environment, right? Yeah. So growing up, Lil Wayne was one of my favorite rappers, like, and he was putting yellow bones on the map, like, you know what I mean? So I thought that's what I wanted, was a light-skinned woman, like, you know what I mean? Because every rapper was just talking about, you seen in the videos, you know, light-skinned, whatever the case, red bone. So that's what I thought I wanted out of women. Like, so I just thought lighter-skinned women to be more attractive. Not that I didn't like darker-skinned women, but everybody was always talking about the lighter-skinned. So it wasn't until I got older that I started to have more appreciation for more melanated women, like more black women and stuff like that. But again, that was a product of my environment because
I feel though, and I'm not upset about this, but I do feel like that was a thing that was kind of like being pushed. Mm-hmm. Like with absolutely, black women, darker skinned women. But not even that. I'm talking about like recently, you know, they're pushing more darker, beautiful women, which is great. No problem with that. But do you think you was persuaded by that? I thought about that.
I haven't thought about that. That is a good point, but I don't think so. I don't know, because when I started having more appreciation for darker skin or black women in general, it wasn't really doing this whole pushing of the, you know, X, Y, like this whole narrative. Yeah, it was just more of this whole, I just found them more attractive, like, you know what I mean? So so like I said, that was at that time when I was younger, I was in high school, that was a product of, I was influenced by that, you know what I mean? So I think it can be to a certain extent. Like with guys,
I feel like with age, it gravitates. Yeah, like, you know, like with age, it grows. Like when you're high school, you early older, college, you know, you definitely influence. And by the time you hit that 24, 25, 26, you start to like certain things. You want to do certain things, you know, like, so it definitely changes.
You meet
with
different
age.
People. Like when you go to college, you probably, I think that was my biggest like change in my life. I'm just meeting all kinds of people. Like there's no more black people. Like it's all Asians and white people, and then you sprinkle of black people. But then you meet new people, you learn new things, and then you realize like you have more options than what you just always known to have. So
that's how I feel like work wise. Like I feel like once I got into the medical field, my palette of things to do like expanded incredibly, because I used to hear like nurses, whatever, everybody talking about traveling and doing this and doing that, and I was probably barely traveling at that time, barely going to festivals and concerts, barely knowing about Atlantic Antic, and barely knowing about like things that transpire within my city in itself. That's just amazing. It's like, damn, I didn't know that was here. I didn't know that was an option. So definitely a product of your environment. It could definitely grow with age, but I definitely want to say probably definitely a product of your environment.
Ace, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it's a product of your environment growing up. Like when you're younger, like she said, you're influenced by your friends, you know what I mean, TV, music, and all that kind of stuff. But I think when you grow and you mature, you figure yourself out and what really pleases you, that's when you figure out what you want, and it becomes more genuine as you get older. That's how
I think that's the best thing that's ever happened to me, is that I just realized I'm myself and I don't have to live by any idea of what other people think you're supposed to be.
Yeah, facts.
Are you sure about that?
Am I sure?
Yeah.
You challenge
me? Yeah, can we talk about, especially with women, when we talk about these beauty standards in women.
He don't want it.
I'm just saying, like,
when we talk about,
but I think you was capping. That's what I'm saying. We often talk about these beauty standards, and black women feel like they have to fit a certain aesthetic. You know, whether it's the wigs that the white woman wigs that y'all got on your hair, or whoever other wigs y'all got on your hair, the makeup, the BBLs. You know what I'm saying? So, is that genuinely you, or do you feel like you have to fit a certain aesthetic?
This is me. You're asking me, Tiffany Francis. No, I'm not saying I cannot be persuaded. I'm not saying that I don't believe that there's a standard that women have, especially black women, which is, I think, is unfortunate. Like, right. We do kind of like, I don't know. We have a little bit of a problem with that, I will admit. But me, the person you challenged, I've grown a lot. Like, I don't think I'm being persuaded by that.
No. Got you. Jew.
Yeah, I also agree with you guys with the product of our environment. I think it's, no matter, we try to say, like, bring color into this and shades. I think it's demeanor. Like, the hottest hood nigga is what most of the ladies might want, right?
Beyonce said, I want a soldier. Y'all was really on that. You know what I mean? Y'all
and
want that.
Men preferably chose the women with the biggest booty at the time, or the nicest hair, or what we thought was, what we claimed which is nice hair. When we grew up, we understood that it's different type of nice hair. But you know, at that point, being young and stupid,
come from the nigga that always wanted to tell everybody, I got the nice hair. I
do got nice hair. You might feel like you got nice hair too. Why can't I compliment myself? I can't compliment myself. I
think you wasn't saying in the you were saying in the, you ace.
In a competitive. Know what I mean, like
what I say, yo, I got nice hair. What's wrong with that? Y'all niggas hating.
You say I have nice hair.
He got the same type of hair you got.
I didn't say anything about his hair. I only talked about my own.
He want to be a baddie.
So what I'm supposed to say? Well, damn, bro, you got some nice hair.
Calling him sassy, and that's not nice.
I didn't call him a baddie.
Yes, you did. You said he want to be a baddie.
I said
he
want to be a baddie. I didn't call him a baddie.
I got good hair.
Now you calling my man sassy? That ain't right.
Are you trying to stir the pot now?
Nah, stir that shit.
Nah, so we don't go there.
Back to my point, you know, we just follow what's going on, what's trending. You know what I'm saying? It's been happening from the beginning of the time. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not gonna change because
I don't think
not.
No time soon.
Yeah. It's definitely not. Like, unfortunately,
the product of your environment is definitely now, of course, the BBLs everything else.
But I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna like that. I don't know. But
but it kind of defeats the point when that's all that's wanted and that's all men shows that they're admiring.
We're gonna get to that later.
Men don't like naturals, what y'all saying? They don't like natural no more?
I'm thick as shit. I'm probably more natural than anything, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying you like to speak on men, so I'm be asking you a question.
Of course, y'all be having pec implants. Like, I don't know a man with pec implants for y'all to speak on a man being natural.
Men do have implants.
They do, but I don't know. I haven't seen that in my community. I haven't seen like ab injections.
They even got height surgery now.
They do the extensions and things with the locks.
And they got the hair pieces.
Don't look, this is natural. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Don't do that.
Your
shit a toupee, my boy.
I can get that shit tomorrow if I want.
Your shit painted on, my boy.
I can get that shit tomorrow if I want. I got the Prime membership.
Tell, nigga.
It's real argumentative.
Yo, I'm just saying. Nigga been eating on my head since he died. What I do wrong now?
We started off on argument.
No, we didn't even say hello.
We sat down like, so I want to press.
I didn't like how you said that.
Listen, let me get to this next topic, right? Why do you think some men have poor choices when it comes in selecting women? What's your thoughts on that?
Poor choices in selecting women. Of course, I feel like their mother, not being knowledgeable of themselves, not understanding women, like not understanding what they want. Most men don't know what they want, I believe. So you can't really find a woman or find something interesting or true if you truly don't even know what you like. You know, if you're just going with what likes you or going with the flow, then you're just low-key I don't want to say settling, but you're settling, you know, like.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts? Why do you think men choose poorly in women?
Because I don't think men talk to each other when as friends. And I don't think that men hold, some men. Do not hold their other friends. Y'all gonna tear me up. Y'all don't hold y'all friends accountable. And I'm not, hold on, Lord Jesus. Everybody calm down. I'm just saying. Bring him back. I've seen men just let their friends just do what they want. And I mean, respectfully, you're an adult. You can do what you want. But yeah, that's my opinion.
What's your description of a man choosing poorly? What would you say? Or what comes to mind?
I just feel like overall, like, it's characteristics and personality, because I can't speak of anything else. Like, I'm not going to say a man choosing a woman with multiple kids is poor choice. And no, if that's what you like, if that's what you love, then so be it. But I always say to my homeboys, because I hear a lot of, oh, women don't do for men. Women don't buy things for men. And it's like, trust me, if we like you, we spend money. So if she's not spending money, she does not like you. So overall, it's just like, you know, those natural characteristics. If someone is not being pleasant with you, if someone is not checking up on you, asking how your day is, being, you know, open-minded about your feelings and things of that sort, just genuinely showing that they're interested in you and not what you offer, then yes, I would say that's a poor choice in the women that you're choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't think men have, some men have,
this is the first time ever saying something. She ain't right. Used to this shit. Like,
I don't think that they experience a lot of genuine relationships. Like, I think that's something that I notice a lot.
It's deep in transactional.
And yes, and a lot of men are so surface level with each other. I mean, you can see two guys decide to be friends off of the fact that they both ordered Hennessy at the bar, and it's just like, and then that just remained a friendship for a very long time. I ain't gonna hold you.
That describes women. Y'all care about parties, and nigga wouldn't care.
No, but what she's saying is like, you guys would be like, you guys would be somewhere like, men could bond over. Man, I'm trying to get home. That new 2K is dropping, and then you go, you got a new bro, and then y'all playing 2K, and then y'all decide, man, let's just get up the game and go get a drink, and now you got a bromance for life.
I really want to understand. What is women? Why do women hate that men have friends or men have a?
No, we don't.
Literally,
we
no
want
one
it.
Said that.
No, yeah, no. What I'm saying is,
some
I'm
of
not,
us want
no,
it.
No, I'm not saying that you did say that, but you keep bringing up men and friends and their friendships. We have episodes where women say, "Oh, guys, always with their friends and stuff." Like, it's like, yeah, I hate the fact that we got quality friends that we could just chill with.
But those narrow-minded, small women that you guys be having on these shows that be saying those small-minded, ignorant comments—that is crazy and weird. And like, you deserve to yell at them, Eli. You deserve to yell at them.
That's a clip like, right there.
Not one part of me. I have never in my life wanted my nigga.
Yeah.
I never wanted my nigga to not have friendships or be outside or enjoy their life or go to the club. I mean, you know, respect yourself, but
I believe
what kind of clingy weird shit is that? Why I want my nigga under me all the time.
I believe women are
some women.
Some, oh yeah, my brother.
Hold
them accountable. Thank you, brothers. Like, I appreciate that.
Anytime.
But yeah,
I'm always here for you, bro.
I appreciate that. I think women are jealous on how easy it is for men to get along with each other.
I want to just clear that up because someone's going to say that everyone. That's what I was saying. I was not at all saying that I'm jealous. I was just saying.
Well, what was your point in that?
Yeah, you didn't get me to that.
All right, go.
That was your third time mentioning guy friends. So we try to figure out what is the correlation. Like,
the purpose of me bringing that up is to go back to your question. The question is, why do you feel like men don't
choose poorly?
Why men choose poorly?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that male friendships are an issue. So let's make that clear. I love the fact that men can go to each other, but I do not think that men use their friendships as much as they could. I think that a friendship, a bond between two men should be stronger. That's really what I'm coming from. It's not a sense of that it shouldn't happen in the first place. I think that
And majority I don't stronger. Talk about. Majority of men don't talk about real life things amongst themselves. Like you guys,
are you in real men conversations?
I hear men say it all the time that they don't that when they're feeling the most vulnerable
they can't go to other men to feel vulnerable too.
Every man in this room knows everything I have an issue with in life. Even if I'm doing something wrong, they hold me accountable.
Okay, but it's like to feel vulnerable too.
No, no. What I'm saying is that sometimes men feel more comfortable speaking to a man to understand his scenario than speaking to a woman because you guys don't understand.
And that's the first time I heard that.
So the men in your life, what, they go to you to?
No, what I'm saying is that like I've heard men say that when it comes to them having conversations with their male friends, it's not in a deep,
you'll be all right, bro.
Yeah, like, you'll be all right, bro. Don't worry about it, bro. Let's go out and get a drink. Don't worry about it.
I'm pretty sure it's some dudes like that, though.
So what we're saying is that most of the time when we hear men have these conversations, we're never hearing them say, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to my bro, you know, because I'm in a bond or something. You know, I'm feeling vulnerable. I need to get this off my chest. I'm feeling emotional. I want to talk about this. No, like, most men who have platonic, you know, female friends, they tend to,
you
know.
Most men that you know, right?
I can only speak about.
Oh, that's fair.
All right, I do want to say something on the topic because I know we run out of time. And y'all not going to like me for this one.
Of course
and
not.
I'm going to keep it real. And
I thought I was going to like Eli today, but, you know, he's not bothering me.
But the real reason why men choose poorly is because, and I hate to say this, but women don't show what they provide in a relationship. They actually sell, they promote ass and titties and expect a man to want something more. And then when a man even questions, and I hate to use this sentence, what do you bring to the table? They get offended rather than saying, elaborating on what genuine good things they bring to a man. So instead of like telling us what we gonna get or what you don't even showcase it. If I look at 90% of women on Instagram, they showing ass and titties. You get what I'm saying? Whether she's a good girl, bad girl, whole girl, classy girl,
church girl,
they all promoting the same shit. And we don't know how to identify which woman is a good woman.
And I ask this on Twitter. I ask men, when they ask women, what do they bring to the table? What do they expect the response to be? Because I feel like when men ask that, it's only about It's only about finances,
right? I don't care about your finances.
I feel like that's all it is. Like, what do you bring? Like, can you cook? Do you make money? That's it. Like, y'all don't care if she's financial literate. Like, how is financial literacy?
Are you sweet? Are you loving? Are you caring? Are you nurturing?
But is that not something?
Are you supportive?
Is that not something you learn about somebody as you get to know them?
But like I said, if we're looking at you and we're seeing, I'm using social media as an example, right? Y'all don't promote none of those things. Y'all promote ass and titties.
But social media is social media. So it makes sense why someone is not on Instagram like, look, I'm out here.
Why can't
maybe
you promote
your algorithm?
Hey, I'm a good woman. Hey, I know how to cook. Hey, I'm caring. I love dogs. I love pets. It's things you can see that you can do and you can promote to showcase yourself as a person, as a human being.
Maybe because look,
if you look on my page, yes, there is this podcast, right? But you also know off the rip, I'm a loving father. I'm a dedicated man.
But you're also not a single man. So.
But look, but what I'm saying, I am still presenting myself as the man that I am. It's not going to take whether I'm in a relationship or not to be able to express myself on.
We don't know that because we weren't seeing you post prior to you being that family man.
I've always been relatively a good family man.
No, what I'm saying is we see that, but we didn't see prior to that family man what you were posting. You wasn't on Instagram cooking. You wasn't out there walking dogs. You wasn't helping old ladies cross the street.
So why are you telling us that? I was. Like, the people in my community, I worked on, I helped young children. I always been in my, I helped my friends. I've been a great guy my whole life.
I'm just saying in general,
I'm a good person.
But my thing is, I'm having such a hard time with that statement.
What's that?
What statement?
The statement that 90% of women are just displaying their ass and titties. And because of that reason, we are incapable of figuring out beyond the point of that.
The statement was, why are men choosing poorly? And I say we don't know how to identify a good woman because women rather promote.
Why
Why
is identifying a woman at the moment that you see her? Why is that the identification?
Because that's what we see, ass and titties.
But if you see ass and titties, then that's not for you.
Your algorithm is and I'm not even trying to come for you. I promise you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying my algorithm of women, because honestly, I follow.
I'm looking at you right now. What you're wearing right now is something that a nigga will look at as ass and titties.
Okay.
What? That's like saying you got because you had your ass out.
No, nobody's saying that.
What the hell? You're saying that because she has on a tennis skirt and a tank top that she's showing or displaying possibility that, oh, that's just ass and titties?
We try not to use the R word, though.
No.
Please.
I'm sorry.
No.
But
what he's saying is because she's displaying this.
But she's got to have it.
Hold on. Because she's displaying this, she's blending in with the rest of them who may not be good women that's showing ass and titties.
But you would follow her, right? Because you
but
said
after
follow.
We've been here
you
for
would
an
follow
hour
her
and
see, okay, this one outfit, not my taste, but let me see what she wears tomorrow.
This is the problem. Y'all assume y'all can think how a man thinks.
No, but you have to think about the things that you say because that did not make sense.
I am telling you, as a man, if you look at a girl and she's dressing, I'm not saying you're dressing like that.
But you already did.
Well, what I'm saying is,
you already did.
But what I'm saying is, when a woman looks like she's revealing too much, honestly, you going on a certain list.
That's
already because I'm. That's just like even how we grew up.
If it's 90% of women,
titties, I have big ass legs.
And you can cover up your big ass titties and the big ass legs.
I'm not going to be wearing oversized shirts just to make you. I'm not saying oversized shirts. Woman, to make you believe I'm a good woman.
Right now, are your titties out?
They could be.
All right, and that would
you said they could be.
No, they could be.
Oh, all right.
But my thing is,
join the membership.
My thing is, I feel like my point was, if you identify somebody by just the look of them,
that's how you start.
Okay, I heard you. But after that particular point, we've been here for an hour and change. Mm-hmm. You should be able to identify that there could be more to a person, woman, beyond that. You telling me you couldn't do that?
See, you're not listening. You're still not listening. I'm saying based off appearance, I will not know who you are.
Why are we stopping? Why are we stopping at appearance? There's more.
How am I going to get to know you?
If someone is really on Instagram with ass and titties, camera, booty, da 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 da. But if someone has a tennis skirt on with a tank top and you're like, oh no, that's too revealing for me, then yes, you can chuck that up to, okay, she's not my type. I like a more closed off woman, a more whatever. Chuck it up as it not being your type. But to sit there and say like, okay, well, like that's too much, like no.
Listen,
we're
gonna have to finish it. Well, we're gonna have to get up out of here. But I can agree with both of y'all. Obviously, I think visuals do play a part with men as well. If men look a certain way aesthetically, whether we drive in cars, if we look like we got money, women are gonna be attracted to that, and they might judge that man and think
exactly
he's just
the
about
same
money.
Shit.
Just the way a man might see a woman being provocative and see, okay, maybe she's just that type of woman.
We both are visual, that's what I'm saying.
The visual is not taken away, but it shouldn't stop there. You shouldn't be able to look at someone and then say,
I cannot judge people off of appearance.
That don't mean you should.
Get the fuck out of here. Now, because we shouldn't.
What she has on. So because of what she, I'm going based on your comment.
And I'm saying that some men would prejudge her.
Listen, we do gotta get up out of here.
Like, yo,
I'm trying to.
My name Eli. We gonna need a part two.
Yeah, we gonna need a part two, definitely.
Anyway, man.
Shout out to my bro, Too Nice. You know, he got a new single out called Straight Up, man. Make sure y'all check that out.
Straight up.
Yeah, stream that. Yo, appreciate y'all tuning in. If y'all agree and disagree, was Jew bugging? Like, I don't know.
Let us know in the comments.
Like, yeah.
Cover up your legs, man.
Can
you show them the outfit real quick?
Nah, I'm good.
how you make her feel uncomfortable like that? Show the outfit.
I just want to see you on camera.
She got ass and titties out.
People in the comments gonna be like, nah, that's not what I'm saying.
People in the comments, in order to make a educated, decision on if Jew was bugging or not, they need to see the outfit. That's all.
Some dudes like it. I'm not saying this for everybody.
You know, it's so funny. I would love for y'all to watch to follow me on Instagram or just look at my Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a very respectful lady. Yeah, I'm just
not saying you're not.
It doesn't matter. It's a little too late. But I'm just saying, like,
He wasn't saying
the truth. Wait. No. We're going to get right back into the community. We got to go. We can talk about this when we get out of here.